Chapter 26. The armory was packed for the dog show. Primped and fluffed pooches sat at tables being judged on posture, health, and temperament. Others were trotting around rings and running agility courses. Lexi stood behind the dessert table and watched the festivities. Her pastries had been a big hit, and the sheepdog cake Cassie had made while Lexi had been confronting the suspects had come out perfectly. "The American buttercream is my favorite," Nan said as she bit into a cupcake loaded with frosting. "I like the Swiss." Ida dragged her finger through the frosting on her piece of cake and then popped it into her mouth. "So smooth and creamy." "No, the French is definitely the best. It's so custardy and not overly sweet," Ruth said as she chowed down on her second chocolate cupcake. Nan's finished her cupcake and patted her lips with a napkin. "Has Jack given you any more details about the cases?"
"We should be getting a commendation for solving those," Ida said.
"Yeah, 3 cases in 1 fell swoop,"
Helen added. Lexi smiled. She doubted Jack was going to hand out commendations. Jack did say he appreciated the help, but he was about to solve the cases himself anyway. Ruth scoffed.
"Oh, sure, he always says that,"
Lexi continued. "Larry did confess to the murder, diamond theft, and dog napping, and is cooperating. They found the other missing leash at his apartment."
"He already confessed to us. They could really save the taxpayers a lot of money if they just sent us out on cases,"
Helen said.
"Did Faraday's get to keep the diamonds that were found at Jeffrey's?" Ida asked.
"Yes, and Larry had to give back the money he got from Jeffrey's jewelers for the items that were sold," Lexi said. Helen frowned.
"But what about the jewelry that people already purchased? Remember, some of the gals had bracelets at the morning coffee event."
"Jeffrey is contacting them and offering money back or a nicer item in exchange."
"Oh, that is so nice of him. I know he's getting the money back from Larry, but still, it's quite an effort on his part,"
Helen said.
"He's an honest man." Ida grabbed another cookie. "He didn't have to turn over his customer names, you know."
Ruth glanced at Ida.
"Sounds like someone is smitten."
"What? No, I was just saying..."
Ida paused. "You're just saying that to deflect attention from your little romance with Mario."
The two women stared at each other, and Nance broke the silence.
"Poor Barbara. It must have been hard for her to turn her grandson in."
"Yeah, she doted on him."
Ida bit into her cookie.
"I guess Edwina pulled out of the dog show. She felt terrible about the way she acted, said nothing was more important than Queenie's health,"
Helen said.
"Hey, what happened to Carl? He dug up those herbs. I hope Jack throws the book at him."
Ida looked at Lexi. "He's getting a big fine."
"No jail time?"
Ida looked disappointed. "Afraid not." Lexi started rearranging the table. A lot of the items had been purchased, and she didn't want any bare spots.
Go figure.
Ida returned her attention to the dog show going on around them.
"Looks like it's down to Prudence and Winston for the top prize."
"I'm rooting for Winston," Helen said. "Millie can use the money more than Barbara."
"Even though Millie was the K-cup thief?" Ruth asked.
"Technically, she only borrowed them. Barbara, on the other hand, tried to cover up what Larry did."
"But in the end, she did the right thing," Nan said.
Ida waved her hand at them.
"Shh! Anastasia is doing the final judging."
Everyone looked out into the arena. Prudence and Winston were in the middle of the arena, standing at attention. Millie and Barbara were there too, eyeing each other warily. Anastasia stood back, turning her head this way and that to study the dogs. She gave a signal, and Barbara took Prudence for a walk around the ring. Prudence's silky fur cascaded down to her feet, where it swept out slightly as she trotted along. The bow on top of her head held a clump of hair that sprayed out like a fountain. Barbara returned to her original spot, and Anastasia signaled again, this time for Winston. Millie and Winston trotted around. The dog's large ears were perked at attention, his little legs doing double time. Anastasia walked around to study the dogs from the front. She leaned back and scratched her chin, then nodded and walked over to the table to grab the blue ribbon. Lexi felt as nervous as if she was in the running. The thought of getting Sprinkles to stand still or trot nicely like Winston and Prudence almost made her laugh out loud. Anastasia returned to stand in front of Barbara, Millie, Prudence, and Winston. And the winner is... Lexi held her breath. Prudence Morrison. The crowd applauded as Barbara picked Prudence up and gave her a kiss. Anastasia handed over the ribbon. Millie walked over and shook hands with Barbara. Winston and Prudence sniffed each other. Gosh, I feel a little let down, Nan said. Me too. I think Millie deserves a break, since she was nice enough to return the K-cups, Helen said. Millie was a good guy, and I like a happy ending where the good guy gets rewarded. Ida picked another cookie off the plate and bit into it. It's kind of disappointing. I wonder if she'll have to move out of town now.
She's not going to have to move.
Mario had appeared at Ruth's side. Why not? Nance asked.
The Circo Acrobato family has decided to institute a pension plan, and Millie is one of the beneficiaries. She should be able to live quite comfortably at her little place in the retirement village for the rest of her life.
Mario looked rather pleased about this. Ida frowned. A pension plan? You mean like you get when you retire from a big company? Mario nodded.
The Circo Acrobato is a company of sorts, and we are family, and, as my nephew William pointed out, family takes care of family.
That's very nice of you, Mario.
Ruth beamed up at him, and he slipped his arm around her shoulders. Aw, see, a happy ending. That feels much nicer. I think this calls for a piece of cake.
Ida moved over to the other end of the table, where the slices of cake were set out, just as Millie and Winston joined them. Lexi bent down to pet the dog.
You did good, Winston. You're a champ.
Second place is pretty good.
Millie pointed to the red ribbon she'd clipped onto her lapel, and Lexi noticed a beautiful antique garnet brooch next to it.
Did you get some of your jewelry back?
Lexi pointed to the brooch. Millie looked down at it and smiled.
Yes, I had enough money to buy my stuff back, and Jeffrey was happy to sell them back for what he'd paid. He didn't charge extra or anything. I'm just glad it hadn't been sold.
He's a very nice man.
Ruth elbowed Ida in the ribs. Millie turned to Helen.
Sorry about that K-cup incident. I didn't mean any harm, really. It's so hard to go without coffee, and I figured there were so many in stock that no one would miss the few I borrowed. I always intended to replace them.
No worries, Helen said.
Well, looks like all the mysteries have been solved to our satisfaction, Ruth said.
Nan sighed.
It does look that way, but there's one problem. Now that all the mysteries are solved, how in the world are we going to entertain ourselves?